Hey, it's Fat Chat. Join us as we demystify the fat experience through discussions of sex,
art,
swimwear,
and each other. We try to keep it light, but it can definitely get heavy.
So come with us.
Hello, podcast babies.
Hello.
I'm Jesse Oliver.
I'm Maureen Smith.
I'm Akita Loney.
And we're fat.
We are in fact.
We just ate fat
on this podcast.
This is a factual podcast. Yeah. Yes.
So today we're going to talk about personal style and finding your personal style.
I think this is a really interesting topic because for so long, especially because I am the oldest one in this room. Like, as a kid, there was no ability to have any personal style in fat clothes.
Oh, yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. And so there's just sort of this rise of, like, more offerings. And so that allows a lot of fat people to find their personal style.
I actually saw something super interesting about, quote, plus-size fashion, where the original incarnation of plus size fashion, like with brands like Lane Bryant,
mm-hmm.
They came about to cater to postmenopausal women.
Oh.
That was the origin of plus size fashion because that was a market that was not currently being catered to. Like women, you know, women's clothing pre like spandex and shit like that
mm-hmm.
was very structured cotton. There was no give.
That's true.
And there weren't really patterns available for these
plus size people.
Plus size people. And so Lane Bryant catered specifically to postmenopausal women, which is why there weren't sexy silhouettes. It was mm-hmm. more loose. It was more flowing because that was the population that they were catering to. And obviously,
although I will also interject that I know many people who are postmenopausal who are getting it on.
That's true. But I think that's maybe cultural.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, but also, I mean, ageism.
Yeah. No, it's true. Yeah. No, it's very true. But obviously that is no longer the case. You know, the only plus size population is, you know, is not women who are postmenopausal who don't feel like wearing more revealing, slimmer, slim cut clothes. It's everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All walks of life are fat. And so they want to look good. And I think the brands are finally realizing that.
Yeah.
So now we have more choices.
Thank goodness.
Thank God.
But praise the heavens above. Okay, so let's talk about our individual styles.
Sure.
Maureen, why don't you go first?
Sure. So I'm kind of on a style journey at the moment. I'm very much, I think that my like day-to-day, so my day job is that I teach young children music. And so my day-to-day look is generally like a t-shirt and, well, it's also summer, is like a t-shirt and shorts or like, yeah, like a t-shirt and shorts or like a button down, like a colorful button down with shorts and like sandals or tennis shoes. I have bad feet, so I'm usually wearing either Danskos or Crocs.
Hell yeah.
So I would describe my current summer fashion as exhausted dad taking his children to the beach.
Oh my God. Love it.
Yeah. But obviously that's not like my style zenith. I'm not like living my truth at the moment.
Right.
But I would say that I'm drawn to more, I don't want to say androgynous fashion, but I do like button downs. Mm-hmm. I like a slim pant. I love jeans. Oh my mm-hmm. God, I live in jeans. I like a combat boot. Like I like harder stuff. I don't like ruffles. If I wear florals, it's like a dark floral.
I'm only laughing at the ruffle comment because we have talked about your disdain of ruffles more than once on this podcast.
You know what? And it'll
keep coming up.
It bears repeating. I fucking hate ruffles. I'm so frustrated. And like I used to wear a lot of dresses, but I used to wear like a lot of shift dresses. And I'm kind of starting to get back into that. Like I was talking to Jesse and Makita after a recording day, and I was like, I'm having trouble with dresses recently. And I think it's because I kind of like lost my way when it came to dresses, but I recently bought a dress and has a very like bold pattern on it. And it's like very, it's like shifty. And
where is it from?
It's from Target.
Ooh.
It's from Target. Yeah.
I did recently buy a dress from Target that is mustard yellow and does have just, it's like a tank strap, but with a ruffle on it. Just on the little
see
strap.
Even that I wouldn't buy, like, seriously, like, if you like looking at my clothes and like, so I have like for Christmas every year I have like I have there are members of my family who buy me clothes every year, and I'm always interested to see what they think I like, and they oftentimes, if they ever get me stuff with ruffles, I'm like, thanks. And then I put it in the back of my car, and I'm just like, like, it's obviously very thoughtful that they got me this item, but I'm just like, why are you getting me ruffles, man? Yeah. Why you gotta harsh my vibe?
Right.
Yeah. Not a ruffles fan, but yeah, I like a crisp look.
Hell yeah.
And also, like, I like jean shorts. So, yeah, that's me.
You do like a good jean short.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. I've just been, all summer, I just wear jean shorts. And it's great. It's awesome. They're so comfortable.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I would describe your summer fashion as, like, upscale camp counselor.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, I'll take that all day.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so today, I'm wearing Dansko sneakers. I'm wearing jean shorts, and I'm wearing a black cold shoulder long sleeve flowy top, and my hair is dirty.
The way you feel about ruffles, I feel about cold shoulder stuff.
Oh, really?
Like, I have no idea why this exists. I'm like, why does anyone just need their shoulders out?
Yeah.
I like and don't like cold shoulder. I like this top a lot. And I think it's because it's like a functional piece. Like, so it's a flowing top, and it's very plain. Like, it's kind of like boat neck. And so I think that without the cold shoulder, it would be very plain. But with the cold shoulder, there's some visual. So when I said functional, that was not true. But it adds interest without it being like revealing.
Yeah,
that's fair.
So yeah,
nice.
That's me. Ooh, my favorite winter outfit though is I wear black pants with a gray skinny belt and a bright yellow sweater. Nice. It's my favorite outfit. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I have a lot of yellow in my closet.
Yeah, yellow's having a moment.
I have like a mustard yellow, I have two mustard yellow cardigans. One has like a cat on, it's like a crop top cardigan with a cat, and like the paws become the buttons.
Ooh.
And then one is like a boyfriend mustard yellow cardigan. I have that mustard yellow dress. I just love it.
Yeah.
And every time I wear mustard yellow, the main response I get is like, I feel like you're one of the few people who can pull that color off. And I'm like,
nice.
I'm in that camp as well. Yeah. I rock mustard yellow.
Yeah.
I think it's Northern Europeans.
ModCloth just released their like beginning of the fall line.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a plaid like culotte jumpsuit.
Oh.
That has, it's like gray with navy and mustard yellow striping.
Ooh.
And I just was like, I have no money, but I want to own you. I want to own you so bad, culotte jumpsuit.
Oh my god.
I already know how I'd style you.
Oh my god. So yeah, no, I'll take upscale camp counselor.
Nice.
I think that's a strong aesthetic. Keita, what do you think? What would you say is? I'd like to say that today you're rocking some real cute comfy chic.
Yeah.
Because you've got a red kerchief around your neck, yeah, which is so fucking cute.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know, but I feel like my style spans so many different things. Like I change a lot. Like I don't. It's hard to explain. So like, I love wearing all black everything, you know, because like, I mean, going to work is just like the easiest thing to, yeah, like, you look cool in all black and it's like effortless and it's just like, great. I'm just going to put on like a different sneaker and a different accessory. But then I'm also like a fucking rainbow explosion sometimes. And it's just like, I feel like professional me looks one way and then like me outside of work looks a different way, which is weird because today is an outside of work day and I'm still wearing all black.
I think that you're the kind of person, I think that you're very of the moment with your clothes, where there's a lot of neutrals, but then like a lot of millennial pink.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's my favorite color.
Yeah.
Like I'll be wearing that until I'm 50.
Oh yeah.
Plus.
What kind of clothing are you required to wear at work?
There's no requirement.
No requirement?
You're wearing clothes.
Yeah. So clothing. You're, yeah, required clothing?
Yes.
That's way too strict for me. I'm going to need to like talk to your boss.
I mean, some people push the limit a little bit. That's why I feel comfortable wearing like leggings to work almost every day.
Yeah. Yeah. I do feel like there's a lot of people who have to work in professional environments, mm-hmm, and there are so few brands,
yeah,
for them to choose from that offer like plus size work clothes.
And they're also affordable.
Yeah.
Oh, so you know what I was just going to say? Torrid has that whole line of like work
line. Yes, the pop work line.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
oh, like. Chloe has a great work line as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I have a Torrid credit card, which is how I'm able to purchase clothes even if I basically purchase clothes on a payment plan.
Nice.
Where like I'll spend $200 at Torrid and then spend 4 months paying $50 a month to pay it off. Mm-hmm. And so, but. Yeah, but I know that Torrid's work line is like very like sleek and like it has like bold patterns, but then you can pair them with like more muted items and it's really cute.
That sounds cute.
Plus size work clothes. When I worked in an office, I did not have access to that selection. I was wearing leggings and tunic tops.
Same. When I first started interning and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that was the only option, mm-hmm, for a while. Was, mm-hmm, like, oh yeah, wear a cropped legging and flats and a tunic top and a bold necklace and you'll be.
There you go.
It's your fat at work uniform.
How many long necklaces can one woman hold?
Till her neck simply breaks. Yeah. Jesse,
mm-hmm,
what would you say is your personal style?
I have a lot of retro pieces.
You are kind, mm-hmm, of a retro queen.
And I personally truly love, 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 love retro clothes. But I always, in the back of my mind, have this argument of like, is it a reminder that our bodies were once beautiful but are no longer considered beautiful? But I really do love retro clothes. I also would say I am, really good at not giving a fuck about rules.
Yeah.
Like crop tops. And right now I'm wearing a see-through jumpsuit, essentially.
And it's really cute.
Yeah. Yeah. With like a black bra and black underwear under it. Like, you know, I would, most of my fashion choices are things that are very cute and easy.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Like nothing that I feel too restricted in. I really love things that make me feel in my body. Mm-hmm. Instead of like I'm hiding or manipulating or changing my body.
Right.
Because I love my body. I will say the caveat always comes of my fashion style with my job. Like at home, like some days I wake up, I just throw on whatever I throw on and I teach at home because I'm teaching adult students. And if I'm wearing workout shorts and a t-shirt, no one cares.
Right.
At school, there's like, even though I'm not technically an employee of the school, I'm a contract employee at the school, which is why I can get away with having tattoos showing and I can get away with having colored hair and like whatever. I still have to dress
according to their dress code.
Yeah.
What is their, so
I don't think I have to dress fully according to their dress code, but I have to be mindful that they have a dress code. I have to wear, like, I can't walk in jeans and a t-shirt. I have to wear, like, because, you know, sometimes my first lesson will start at 7:45 in the morning.
Oh, God.
So I'm out the door at 6:45 to get to school on time to teach a 7:45 lesson.
Nah.
Right? So I'm like, leggings and, like, a houndstooth skater dress. Or, like, you know, like, something that's, like, black and white and simple. And I don't have to think about, mainly just because I need to, like, get myself. I am not someone who, like I will be up at 6:15, have showered, had breakfast, had coffee, and out the door by 6:45. So, like, it's, like, everything has to be fast and efficient.
Right.
I hate winter because it requires me putting on real shoes.
That's
like, that's not fast and efficient.
Yeah, no. See, I kind of bypass that by wearing the same shoes every day for each season. Ooh, so same. I work between two pairs of shoes ever. And that is three pairs of shoes ever. The first being Croc sandals that I wear all summer. Switching that between my Dansko, I sound like such a fucking fuddy-duddy, with my kind of, my cool gray and teal Dansko sneakers. And then in the winter, I wear like a black short boot that I can either tuck my pants into or wear under my pants. And it's just like a sleek line.
I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm very, like, I have, like, a shoe uniform.
I basically either wear, like, a lot of color or black and white.
Yeah, same.
That's really, like, I feel like we actually share an aesthetic in that respect. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if we have any pieces that are the same pieces.
Mm-mm. Probably not.
But, like, we actually share kind of an aesthetic. Like, yesterday I met up with Maureen and I was wearing black and white houndstooth culottes and like a...
You looked cute yesterday.
and like patent leather Oxfords and like a black like elbow length shirt.
Nice.
Like I love clothes.
What was I wearing yesterday? Shorts. That I know.
And then the, what I called your summer duster.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. A black tank top and then a mustard yellow floral kind of short kimono. Mm.
Which I just, I find so funny because I was making a voice teacher joke that there's like an old voice teacher trope of everyone's in a duster. And I was like, oh, you're wearing a summer duster.
Yep. Yeah. Ah, voice teachers. I think that we're living in a really kind of unique moment where for the first time, three plus size or fat women can be in a room and have three very unique styles.
Mm-hmm. Truly. And like, we still are all like fairly on a femme spectrum of presentation, right? Like, I also love that there's now representation for non-femme who still identify as women.
Yeah.
And for non-binary folks and for like that we're now offering up fat fashion for bodies that are not gender specific, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Like, which is rad.
Yeah. No, my, like, my, one of my favorite outfits to wear in the winter, I know that I said I really liked my, like, it's not even mustard yellow, it's like canary yellow sweater. It's a very good sweat. but I like to wear just like black pants and like a denim button down. Mm. And I feel like such a boss bitch.
Nice.
In that outfit. And I can, like, it makes the fact that, you know, at a size like 22, I have access to that kind of like sleek silhouette.
Yeah.
I would not have had access to that sleek silhouette 4 years ago.
Totally. The cut of things has changed drastically.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, just simply the idea that a plus size body or a fat body can have, can be sleek.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can be polished and not just a flower explosion.
Right. Oh my God.
I know.
Or, like, I mean, truly, when I was growing up, it was a lot of, like, teacher clothes. Like, it would be, like sweatshirts that had, like, A is for apple, A plus, and a ruler under it. And you were like, oh, this is my only option. Looking like my teacher. And then, like, I wore a lot of t-shirts as a kid, but my mom worked for Playboy my whole childhood. So she would bring t-shirts home from Playboy and then, like, send me to school in Playboy t-shirts. Which, like, yes, these reactions are correct. Now, some of them, that wasn't, like, naked women, right? It was, like the Playboy logo.
Yeah.
And I would get sent home for having the bunny. Like, she got me a shirt that was, like, the Andy Warhol Playboy.
Ooh,
like, yeah.
Cool.
Like, now it would be like, oh, that's actually rad. But, right. Like, I got sent home from school. And then she brought me home a Far Side shirt that was a bunch of bunnies sitting in a boat with a bunny leader and in front of them speaking to them. And then the quote under it was, for the last time, our only chance is self-control. And I got sent home for that. And I was like, does my school just really not like bunnies?
Oh my God.
Because little Jesse was like, I don't understand. They keep, every time I put on a bunny, they send me home.
Oh my God. No, I just remember my vision of like adult plus size fashion when I was in school, when I was like in middle and high school, were my fat teachers.
Totally.
And it was a lot of, like women in their 40s and 50s who had kind of given up on being fashionable. Because they were like, oh, I just don't have access to that. Mm-hmm. And so it was a lot
I was going to say, I don't know if it's even giving up when you're not afforded that access.
That's exactly. Like, and it was a lot of, like, stretchy, like, coming up, like, past your belly button jeans. And, like, a tucked in, like, EFW fun run shirt.
Oh man.
And like if it was cold out, like a zip up hoodie over it. And like a men's zip up hoodie.
Yeah.
Or like, and it was just like a lot of that. And so I think that it's like the fact that I am, you know, I'm not in my 40s or 50s, but mm-hmm. now that I am an adult I'm an adult teacher. I'm a fat adult teacher. And I am demonstrating to my students, oh, like, you can be a fat adult and, like, still look cool.
Right.
I mean, do I look like a, what was it? What camp counselor?
Oh,
a polished?
No, yeah, well, it was, what did I say? It was,
God, we're old.
I mean, you look like a fancy camp counselor.
Yeah, I look I do look like a fancy camp counselor, but I pull it off.
Yeah.
And the fact that I, as a fat adult, can pull something off.
Yeah.
Is like,
ooh.
It's like, hell yeah. Like, I want to be that. I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to stick out in my kids' minds mm-hmm. as, oh, well, my fat teacher who wears fat people clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I spent so much of my, like, because I have been fat my whole life, and I spent so much of my early life being in fat teacher clothes as a, like, you know, 7, 8, 9 year old, which, like, bless, that, like, I really will never forget the first time I walked into Elaine Bryant and having my mind blown that there were, like, things like tank tops, right? Like, that was, like, what? A tank top? Yeah. My arms can be free? Oh, God. And it was, like, fashion is a really important thing. Informing identity, informing confidence, informing just how you exist day to day in this body.
Yeah.
And we are just coming into a moment where we get so many more options in expression and how we live our lives. And I think that's, like, just a really powerful and important and beautiful thing.
Yeah. Like, I was going to say that, like, fat fashion is the reason I am so confident, you know? And it's the reason that I am, like, doing this. You know, like, had I not gone on Tumblr and, like, seen all those girls, like, wearing things that, like, I would have never imagined myself being in, I don't think I'd be the person that I am today. You know, like, because then I was like, oh, if she can do it, I can do it. You know, like, if she can express herself with clothing, then so can I. And she looks so cute. And so I remember, like, when it started, when I think I was in college, like, probably my freshman or sophomore year, and, like, I would start wearing shorts more often, and people would give me, like, looks. And this was back when I'd, like, go home to, like, Brooklyn for the summer, and, like, a lot of people, at least, like we're saying, you know, like, back, like, it wasn't that long ago, but people still, like, especially, like, older, like, Caribbean people, like, which is where, like, the neighborhood where I predominantly grew up in, they're still pretty fucking fat phobic, you know? So, like, for me to be the size I was, which I don't even, like, you know, like, to, like, whatever, like, walking around in shorts and a tank top and being confidently so was so jarring to people.
Can I ask a question that I'm just very curious about? Did you find that it was other plus size women in those communities that looked at you that way more than?
It was a mix. It was definitely a healthy mix of both.
Yeah.
But, like, I still even to this day, sometimes I'll see, like, other plus size women. Like, I actually noticed it, like, and I felt weird for noticing it. Like, when I got on the bus yesterday to go to work and I was wearing, like, I love this dress. It was like, the first time I'd, like, this season specifically has been the first time that I'd been really embracing wearing dresses again, because I finally found, like, what cut of dress I really like. And so I wore a dress to work, and, like, this one, like, bigger girl just gave me, like, the biggest up and down. And I was just like, I haven't had somebody look at me like that in a while.
It is fascinating. I'll tell you. So I used to date a Turkish man, and it, like, we were doing long distance. Like, he had been here for the summer, and then I went over there at some point. And when I was there, it wasn't just that it was like, the thing that I was, like, most struck by was that it was fat women who gave us the dirtiest of looks. Like, when I would be walking with him in, like, a cute outfit and, like, unashamed of my body.
It's like, how dare she express herself that way when she looks like that? Like, because that's your internalized fat phobia.
It's internalized fat phobia. Yeah. And it was so fascinating and sad. You know, like, when you're like, you two could have this.
Right.
Yeah, like, you two could walk down the street. Like,
and I try to, like, sorry, like, I didn't mean to cut you off, but, like, I still have some, like, plus-size friends that, like, I really love, and it's just, like, you, like, and I hear them say things that put themselves down, like,
oh, I can't, like, I can't ever wear this, or, like, I couldn't do this. And I'm like, you totally can.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I know it takes time, and it's going to take time to get there.
Well, there's also this, like, duality happening where you want to acknowledge that they're not comfortable.
Right.
But absolutely. Also push them out of their comfort zone. Mm-hmm.
To, like, liberate themselves.
Well, because one of the things that also data now shows is that the exposure to fat bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Makes people kinder to fat bodies.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And, like, exposing fat bodies means, like me, like, walking down the street in shorts and, or a short dress and not apologizing for that because I should be afforded the same fashion luxury as any other person.
That's been something that has been really huge in the unpacking of my own fatness has been specifically Instagram.
Oh,
and
yes.
And, like, following these fat positive accounts where, like, these amazing, you know, men and women and non-binary folks are just, like, rocking these fucking looks. And specifically what's been very helpful are the more, like, boudoir accounts, like our friend Karina Shiro, like where individuals are more exposed and we get to see bodies. You know what's a really amazing account for that is this photographer, I think out of Florida, Shug.
Oh, yes! Shug?
Yeah.
Yes, 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 yeah, yes. Yeah.
Like,
account.
Oh my God.
Shug does a bunch of underwater stuff now. And they are so gifted, and we know my love of water. Anyone who's listened to 2 minutes of this podcast probably heard me talk about how I'm a fat mermaid. You know, I am obsessed with their photos and obsessed with, like, wanting to do an underwater photo shoot with them.
Well, and what's so eye-opening is that, and what's so, like, liberating for me is, like, seeing these fat bodies where, obviously, in post, you know, the contrast and the shadows and the highlights have been such that you can see every dimple, every roll, every crevice, every crack and crook and cranny.
Yeah.
You can see everyone in such high relief that it becomes normalized and it's beautiful, and it's allowed me to go from seeing fellow fat people on the street wearing amazing outfits and my going from my, you know, disordered eating brain going like, oh, there's a fat person, to seeing and just being like, oh God, they're fucking killing
them. Right,
they look so good, and it's because of this exposure.
I also, you know, we talked on an episode about, like, the joy of singing, seeing Samin Nosrat, like, joyously eating as, like, a size 16 woman. People, like, joyously being in existing. Their bodies.
Oh, my God. Like,
like, boudoir photos, yes, absolutely. But for me, there's also something really interesting about seeing it in a non-sexualized way. Not that there's anything, like, clearly, we, like...
Karina is doing
like Karina is doing
the Lord's
work. Everyone in this room loves Karina, so it's not like negating that. It's that, like, sometimes just seeing it in the simplest of ways, in the most mundane of, like, day in, day out, daily live ways. And sometimes it's not even just, like, the highly curated, like, Insta, like, influencers. I just like seeing pictures of your average run-of-the-mill fat body living their lives.
That's my goal.
Yeah?
Like, I don't, like, I mean, I know I post, like, my pictures and stuff, but, like, I barely, like, hashtag things anymore because, like, I just want to live my fucking fat life.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's great that, like, people have been, like, following me and whatnot, but, like, this is just who I am as a person every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah.
You know?
You know who I really like for that? And I know that many of their pictures are, like, very stylized, but I really like seeing their lives on Instagram stories mm-hmm. is Fat Girl Flo.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Like her photos are like obviously like very stylized and like very beautiful, and compositionally they're stunning photos. But I mean, it's like
following her and Jay doing just like everyday shit with like their dogs and
like sitting on the couch and like like her being like, hey Jay, do that thing again, and then Jay is just like and it's just like fat people in love doing their thing, just hanging out, whatever.
It's also nice to see like most of the influencers, everything is so presentational, right? Which mm-hmm. then, you know, we get into that weird thing of like, I love fashion, I don't necessarily wear makeup most days, mm-hmm. I don't, you know, but like I just love being able to remove all of the presentational nature of things to be like, oh, look at us just existing. Mm-hmm. Just being happy, healthy humans existing and like not asking for permission anymore for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Makita on a never-ending journey, never-ending battle between her and her mic stand.
Listen, there are just things that I need, and I have to put them in certain... I can't set a cup of water on the couch. And I tried my best. I
know. No, you're killing it this episode. You're really knocking it out of the park.
Are there any, like, brands that we're loving right now?
Brands that we're loving? I mean, Torrid is my... is my goat.
I'm gonna have to go the Universal Standard route.
Yeah.
Like, I'm wearing, like, one of their, like, tank tops right now. Like, I bought one of their basic sets. Ooh. Right? And, it, like, it feels really good. Like, it feels like it's well made. And yeah. I just, like, it just feels like, because it's, I don't know, it's one of the better basic things I've ever owned.
Yeah.
Like, everything that I've gotten from them.
That's great.
And so it's just, like, I just feel...
Well, and it's hard to get plus size basics that are well made.
Yeah.
Because, like, you can go to Target and you can get, like, the Ava and Viv tank top for $8. It's going to fall apart in a month, but...
Like, I actually give a shit about this tank top.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about a lot of my... Because I just know I'm just going to, like...
Run through them.
Right. Or, like, t-shirts. I know I'm going to have to get one probably another couple of months, but the ones that I got, they actually feel so good that I want to take care of them.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, fat bodies, we, like, tear through clothes.
Yeah.
Like, just for, like, wear and tear, there's, like, a lot of...
Figuratively or literally. Rubbing. Yeah.
There's a lot of friction involved mm-hmm. in wearing clothes. And so, like, a well-made garment mm-hmm. that can withstand that mm-hmm. is huge.
Yeah. Also, there is just an importance of staples, right? And I think for so long, fat bodies didn't have... the ability to just get staples.
Right.
Yeah. It was like, oh, like, can I get a white t-shirt? It's like, oh, sorry, our t-shirts only go up to an XL.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or like, yeah, you can go up to a 3X, but it's a men's 3X, and so it's going to look like a
box on you.
It's going to look like a piece of shit on you.
Yeah. Yeah. Universal Standard. Torrid. I have come back to Lane Bryant. Lane Bryant has changed some things and I'm really loving it. And like particularly underwear and bras and also swimsuits. And this is a Lane Bryant.
That's a Lane Bryant?
Yeah. From last season. Yeah. But
I my radar for so I recently long. Got...
For a good reason. But
I recently got... I don't remember if I talked about this on an episode.
You did.
I did?
The bra? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I will also tell you, I will share a follow-up story. So my mother, who I love dearly, is on the spectrum and has not owned, like, a real bra in many, mm-hmm. many years. Like, she buys those, like, QVC, like, they're, like, the material of pantyhose. And I was like...
Oh, jeez.
She's, like, going in for some job interviews. And I was like, all right, you have to get a bra. And she was in Indianapolis for a conference. And I met her in Indianapolis to hang out with her. And I took her to Lane Bryant. And they measured her and, like, took care of her. And it was so lovely that because you had just told me about your experience, I specifically was like, we're gonna go to Lane Bryant. And so the Lane Bryant in Indianapolis, like, measured her, sent her.
So nice.
Yeah. It was really great.
So nice.
It's awesome.
I had never had a better bra fitting experience because it was so, I don't care if I've talked about it. I'm going to talk about it again. Because we're talking about clothes. It was such a game changer because it was a fat person measuring my fat body and being like, oh, we seem to have similar breast shapes. And this is the cut that works well for me. Let me go get it for you.
That's awesome.
And it's the bra I'm wearing right now.
Right.
Like, and it's amazing. And she, there were multiple people there who knew, like, I asked my main person, like, hey, should this wireless bra be more like flush against me? And she was like, oh, let me go ask someone else. And somebody else came and she was like, can I see it? And I came out and she's like, oh no, that's perfect. Yeah. Because there's no wire. It doesn't have to be flush against you.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, great. She's like, yes, I think that this one fits you very well. And there was no like undertone of like, it fits you very well, .. even though you're fat. No, that just fits you well.
Yeah, objectively looks good.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not like I went into a Macy's and like some size 4 bored college student was like,
for your shape.
Yeah. Like, this will help smooth out your back.
Shut up. Like, I did not want to smooth out my back. I also would like to give a shout out to Eloquy. And
Eloquy's. I just bought my first Eloquy pieces and I'm very excited to try them out.
Wait, was that the thing that you said?
I have a leather, like a pleather dress from Eloquy that I am obsessed with. Eloquy makes me feel like I am living my best dynasty life. Like,
ooh, yes.
Like I am like on a contemporary 80s soap opera.
Oh my God.
And then E. Shakti is another one.
Ooh, I got a nice dress from there for a wedding last year that I really, really like.
Pockets
on everything.
Oh shit.
And deep pockets like that go past my wrist.
Yes.
No, shit. I kept my phone, my wallet, my keys, and my maid of honor speech. In my pockets during the ceremony. And it just seamless.
Yep. Jesus Christ. Yep.
And they go up to a size 36, I want to say.
Wow. That's awesome.
And you can even send like your individual measurements and they will make things to your measurements.
Oh my God.
For like a slight upcharge.
Worth it though. Yeah. Because you know it'll fit.
Oh yeah.
We should actually do a day where we get measured so we know our like.
I was just thinking. Because like when I went to go shop on Eloquy, like. Here's the thing. I haven't measured myself ever since I decided, like, I'm not tracking anything anymore. Like, we're just throwing that, like, shit out the window. So, like, I want to give it an earnest try just so I can, like, know for clothing purposes.
Totally. Well, yeah. Isn't that a nice, like, reclaiming of something?
Yeah.
Where it's like, I don't give a fuck what my waist size is.
Yes.
Unless it means I can get a dress made to this beautiful waist.
It's just information that's good to know.
Right.
Yeah. But for so long, it was information that was used to punish people.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So taking that back and being like, I'm just going to give Eloquy my measurements so that this dress fits my, like, rib cage perfectly. Or this dress fits my whatever perfectly.
Like, I just bought, like, a pair of gym pants from this person that's, like, her name is Krista Sparkles. And she does, like, these really cute, like, designs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bought a pair of workout pants. And it said, like, a 6XL was, like, what I assumed my measurements were because that's whatever I remembered last. And I bought them and they were slightly too big in like certain places. I was like, I just assumed. Like, I don't know. So I was like, I really. And then after buying stuff from Eloquy and kind of guesstimating what size I am because I've never tried from them before.
Yeah.
And they're expensive pieces to guesstimate on.
Yeah.
I was like, I should probably legitimately actually do this for like shopping purposes.
Yeah. So that you don't have to return stuff.
Yeah.
Because online shopping is such a huge part of being fat.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God. Yeah.
Yes. And like, there are certain brands I will not shop from anymore because the return process is not great.
Yeah.
I forget the name of them, but there's like a new, there's a new online plus size line that just got launched. Which I read the same day I found out Prem has officially been retired.
I'm so sad.
Yeah.
I'm so sad.
You own some Prem pieces.
Oh, I love my Prem pieces. They're some of my favorite pieces in the entire world.
Yeah.
And like, I was so, this is really bad. I mean, I was so banking. I have like a big conference to go to next month. And there's like a red carpet like aspect to it. And I was like, I'm so ready because I'm going to buy all this Prem stuff. And it's like, how we're leaving. And I was like, okay, no. Where am I going to go now? Hence yeah. like me force it. Like I had to buy all Aliquid stuff because I had nothing else. But yeah. Anyway, I'm sad. R.I.P.
I will say, the thing about Aliquid is, yes, it is quite expensive, but they also have really good sales. And when they have sales, they have sales.
Oh, yeah. I got 40% off both things that I bought.
Yep.
You know what I really leaned into last fall and winter? What brand was Loft.
Interesting.
Loft. That's where I got my now infamous canary yellow sweater. And it is so damn comfortable and it fits me so well.
Nice.
Speaking of sales, they have a section where it's $15 and under.
Oh shit.
I got 3 items of clothing, everything including shipping, and it was $55.
That's amazing.
Ooh.
It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
That's awesome.
I got...
What size did they go up to?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's the problem with me being mid-fat, is that I don't have... Like, when I'm shopping, I have myself tunnel vision.
Right.
The new line that I was thinking of is called Part and Parcel.
That sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm. The Curvy Fashionista did a post about it.
Okay.
I'm going to figure out what size Loft goes up to because I feel like that's good information. But it's really, it's like, I really, really loved their selection because mm-hmm. it was perfect for teaching.
Yeah, they're like a great, like, professional, but like, comfortable professional. Like, I could probably wear Loft stuff to work and not look too, like, buttoned up and crazy, you know?
Yeah. No, and it's like cute stuff. Like I got a gray kind of like faux turtleneck with buttons Ooh, down the back
yeah.
for less than 15. Ooh. I got a pencil skirt with kind of like a raised stitch pattern, which okay. was really cute. And then I got my sweater and it was so darn cute. All right, plus, let's see what size they go up to. We're doing this in real time, folks.
Hey.
We're doing this in real time.
I'll be the theme music. Doop, doop, doop. Let's not get copyrighted, so we're going to go with something
original.
God, load faster. This is hell.
That's really funny. This is
so. Okay. So I'm in their new arrivals,
mm-hmm.
and it goes up to a 26.
Hey.
So let's see what that translates to in terms of okay. So size 26.
Also, can we just get a universal measurement for the plus sizes, please?
The fact that I have to go to their freaking size chart. So it's numeric size 26, bust 55 inches, waist 48 inches, hip 58. Sleeve 32.5.
I need to measure myself for real.
So my rib cage, I don't know my sizes at all. I have a feeling that my waist is around 43, 44.
Okay.
And so the fact that their largest size is 4 inches larger Wider. Than my waist,
mm-hmm.
is telling.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also feel like sometimes my measurements and clothes don't coincide.
I know, right?
Isn't that... I know every single body has this issue, but I feel like it's way weirder with plus size clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us some of your favorite brands.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
Shoot us an email. Message us on Instagram. Tell us.
Send us your pictures for Fat Fashion Fridays.
Seriously. Yeah. Seriously do that. No, we're going to be featuring, we want to feature everybody. Mm-hmm. Not just women, not just femme-identifying folks. We want to feature men. We want to feature non-binary folks. We want to feature everybody because there's no such thing as one way to be fat and fashionable.
Right.
You know, we featured Keita first, and she was wearing, like, cool jeans and like a graphic tee.
I'm here to stunt on your bridal party type shit.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, no, it was like a stunt look. And then this week we featured Jude, who's mermaid queen Jude.
Barbie.
And they were presenting very femme, wearing like a flowy dress and boots and like a mesh jacket. Like we wanna hit every single fashion spectrum. So please send us your stuff. Picture and the brands you're wearing.
Yes.
Your pronouns would be amazing as well.
Oh yeah.
Always send pronouns. Yeah. I think that's about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts or do we wanna just wrap it up?
Final thoughts.
So declarative. I love it.
Final thoughts. I feel like we should have a fall fashion party at some point.
That sounds fun.
Okay. That's my final thought.
Nice.
Maybe even a like clothing swap. Like a fall fashion fat.
I do like clothing swaps.
Yes, a fall fashion fat clothing swap.
Nice.
That sounds fun.
That does sound fun. I think my final thought will be just like within your comfort zone, push yourself to do something.
Totally.
You know, because like even the smallest thing can like kind of revolutionize the way you look at the rest of your wardrobe. Like I never thought I'd be one for like handkerchiefs around my neck until I did it and now I kind of love it. So it's like little things that you can like,
you really do currently look like you're on a day trip to the Dude Ranch in the best way possible. Like, living your life.
Living the best life. Without the cowboys. Well, my boyfriend almost counts because he's from Kentucky.
My final thoughts are... Lean into your identity no matter what it is. Mm. Whether that is the femme to end all femmes, whether that is the most androgynous motherfucker on the planet, or whether you're just an upscale camp counselor, just lean into it. Feel comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
And ignore numbers.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Like, if you're at a store and you think you're a size 20 and the size 22 fits better... Good for you. Yeah. You found a pair of pants that are comfortable. Who fucking cares what the number is? Just buy the number that is comfortable.
Yes.
That is my final thought. Ignore numbers.
Live your best life.
Live you. Do you. So, yeah.
Only you can readjust how your relationship to numbers are. Do you know what I mean? Like, with that, like, I think for so long there are things that, like, I know when I was younger, I wouldn't buy something if it didn't fit me right. And even if I put on the larger size, I'd be like, well, no, then I'm saying I'm a larger size.
Oh.
And that is grade A bullshit. And it really, at the end of the day, what it is internalized fat phobia.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
My mother loved it when I cried in the fucking, like, dressing room.
Yes.
Because it was like, oh, finally something clicks for you. I'm just like, oh, what? You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Fuck the number.
Fuck the number. Live your life. Look cute as fuck doing it.
Yes.
Yep. Cool.
Bye, babies.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at
Fat Chat Posse.
You can find us on Facebook at
Fat Chat.
And you can shoot us an email at heyitsfatchat@gmail.com. Thanks so much for fatting with us.